Hello, this is Eliza Coleman.
I'm sorry, this is whom?
Eliza Coleman.
Hi, Eliza. I was trying to reach Natalie Wilson.
I believe you're on as Daniel, correct? You're a client with us?
Correct. Correct.
All right, perfect. I was actually about to give you a call, and that's why I got your call transferred to me. Are you comfortable talking to me right now?
Sure.
All right, so I am basically head of compliance. I want to discuss a couple of things regarding your project so that I can give you a complete update and then take things forward from here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so before we move forward, I was going over the conversation you've had with Natalie, and you had a couple of questions regarding that why have we created your Wiki Alpha and why not your Wikipedia page at first, correct?
One of the questions, yes.
All right, so as Natalie had explained it to you, that when we go ahead and create your Wiki Alpha, that's basically to increase your notability, and it makes it much more easier to get your profile published on Wikipedia. You can say it's one of the last steps to go ahead and to publish your profile. So that's why we created your Wiki Alpha, and now your profile is in submission with Wikipedia. Recently, there were a couple of changes in their requirements. So we had to cater to those, and we got those things updated on our profile and submitted it again. So it's in the submission queue right now. As soon as we receive an update from Wikipedia regarding your profile, we will let you know. But from our end, the work is completely done. We're now just waiting for Wikipedia's end.
Okay, and what updates or what changes were made that needed to be made?
They were regarding some of the Wiki linking at the back end, and they were regarding some of the content.
They're requiring some what now? I'm sorry?
Okay. The requirement they had were in reference to their references, the links that are there. So we got them updated. We got them fixed from our end, and we shared it again with them. So that was some, you can say, back-end work that had to be done. The requirements have been updated, so we had to do those.
Right. So let me ask you this question here. How do I go about just getting, because it doesn't seem like we're able to move forward on this thing, and we're 6-7 months into this thing now. So how do I go about requesting a refund for the services that you guys have done?
Well, see, one of the reasons why Natalie had, emailed it to you on 21st of June and then, asked you to schedule a call as well, because I had asked her, because I wanted to speak with you as I'm a compliance manager. So I was going over each project, and then your project came under my observation. I went over it. I studied it. And there were a couple of things that I will not deny were mistakes from our end. First of all, I believe you have social media verification as well in your package, right?
You said what now? I'm sorry.
Social media verification, the blue ticks on your Facebook and Instagram?
Correct.
All right. So the very big mistake that my team did over here was that they did not take your credentials. They instructed the social media team to go ahead and verify, and they were doing the work from the back end, but they never provided them with the credentials. When I looked into it, they never even asked you for it. So that was a very big mistake from our end, and I will take full responsibility of that. One of the other reasons why I wanted to talk to you on call was this. I wanted to ask you if you are comfortable and you can go ahead and share your credentials with me so I can get this work done for you as soon as possible.
So the verification part, just so you know, is already completed. So that's done. So, but that was done on our side, from my team, not from your team.
Mm-hmm.
So that issue is done. And like I said, with the doesn't look like we're going to be moving, getting the Wikipedia at all, because we just keep getting the runaround, to be very honest with you. So that's my reason for asking for a refund on the actual services.
All right. Well, there will be something that I would like to go ahead and let you know, that from our end, the submission process is done. From our end, all the requirements they had, we have catered to it, and we have submitted your profile. So we are now just waiting for Wikipedia's take back. You have waited such a long
time. Right, but we've been waiting. I've been hearing that you guys are waiting on Wikipedia for probably the last 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, it's, or every time we talk, it's the same thing. You guys have done what you've done. You're waiting on them. But there's no movement there. And, again, when I signed up with you guys back in December, from my understanding, this was probably anewhere from a month, maybe 2 months max process. Here we are 7 months in there, and no change. So I'm not really sure, to be very honest with you, or not having any type of comfort level that anything is going to be done. So that's my reason for requesting a refund. I mean, even with the social media verification, I called and asked about that 3, 4, 5 times, and everything is, oh, we're waiting on our team, we're waiting on our team, we're waiting on our team. That you guys had already done what you needed to do, and you're waiting on Instagram or Facebook or whomever to you're waiting on them. That was the response that I received several months.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece of it has already been done. If I don't understand how you can be waiting on them and your team, now you're telling me your team never had what they needed in order to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'm to be very honest with you, I don't know if that's the same case with the Wikipedia, what's going on, but, again, we are 7 months into it, going on 8 months into this thing, and we're still nowhere near closer than we were before. So that's my reason for requesting a refund.
I completely understand, and you don't need to worry about it. You are protected with the refund policy. So there is a suggestion that I would like to go ahead and provide to you, because you have been waiting for so long, and we have been working on the project as well. Why don't you wait for today is, I believe, 11th of July, if I'm not wrong. Let me quickly check my calendar. Yeah. So it's 11th of July. Why don't we wait for, I would say, a maximum of 10 to 15 business days. If you do not hear from Wikipedia by then, you know, we can proceed the way you want. The reason why I'm saying this is because if we go ahead and issue you a refund right now, we will go ahead and do that, but then we will have to cancel the submission as well. And there is a very high possibility, because we have submitted your profile, that it has gone up on the queue as well. So it could be that in the next few days your profile will be up and live. It will be visible. It will be there on, you know, Wikipedia. So why take that chance when you have waited so long, just 10 to 15 business days more, and if things don't go through, then you can definitely go ahead and we can talk about it.
I tell you what, can you send me an email that says that if it's not up, Wikipedia not is up, and I'll even be willing to say August 1st that you guys will issue a full refund. Can you send me an email on that?
Sure, I'll just go ahead and share an email with you. It will be Natalie. It will be coming from Natalie's end. Is that okay?
So can I hold while that email comes through? Being that I'm not speaking with Natalie, I'm actually speaking with yourself.
Yes, just talking to Eliza right now. The email will be coming from Natalie's end, because she is the one who's handling your project and has been in constant communication with you, right?
Yes, but I have not spoken with Natalie at all, so she may not even be aware of this particular conversation.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Just give me 10 to 15 minutes, or probably 30 minutes. Let me have a conversation with her. I'll let her know that she needs to send out this email, and she will share it with you. Maximum 30 minutes, you will have the email from my end. If you don't have it, just call me back, and I will assist you. Maximum 30 minutes.
So is it not possible to hold for that email?
Yes, because I'll have to have a discussion with Natalie, and I will have to ask her to, you know, go ahead and send out the email. If you want my direct line, you can even say write down my direct number rather than calling on company line and then getting connected with me.
Okay. Are you able to send me an email with all of your direct contact information?
Sure. I'll just go ahead and do that.
Okay. And I'll hold just to confirm that I received the email.
Sure. Just give me a moment.
And I guess, if you're able to do that, is there a reason why you wouldn't be able to send that particular email and just CC Natalie on there on what we discussed today?
Okay, sure. Just give me 5 minutes. I'm typing down the email and sending it from my end, okay? Can I put you on hold for something?
Sure, not a problem.
Okay, just give me a moment. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hello. Thank you for patiently waiting on the line. Okay, so before you know, going ahead and sharing the email, I had to confirm the complete amount and everything from my finance department. So I went ahead and discussed it with them. I am going ahead and sharing an email with you in which there is my direct line. I will have to request you about one thing, that can I share the email regarding the refund by tomorrow? Because I will keep it very transparent for you. We have done a bit of work for you that involved cost. So my finance department
will be the cost. Say that one more time there.
The work that we have done for you, we have published your articles, we have done wiki linking, and as you are well aware, these are things that we get done from third party. We act as mediators, and there's a cost involved in it. So my finance department will provide me with the costing by tomorrow, and then I will call you, or someone in the compliance department will call you, provide you with the costing, discuss it with you in detail, and then send you a complete detailed email regarding that. And it will clearly mention the amount that we discuss upon and the number of days you have to wait, and if by then your page is not live, you will receive that amount back. Hello? Hello? Hello?
But I don't feel that I should pay. I'm not going to pay. I paid you guys in an initial agreement for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically two things, three things. You guys haven't delivered on either three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So whomever I need to speak with in order to get a full refund, that's who I need to speak with. I don't have time to go through a whole bunch of games with whomever, because either you guys are able to produce it or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to produce it, then I expect a full refund. So we should be charged one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I'm requesting you for a day of time, so I can have a word with my finance department, because see, everything needs to go through a protocol, right? There are some things that my hands are on.
Who is in the?
Mm-hmm.
I understand. So who do we need to speak with in the finance department?
Tomorrow, probably when I give you a call, I will get you connected with Lisa Taylor, and she will be there on the call as well. She will talk to you. And she will finalize everything for you in regards to your refund, and then you will proceed further, and you will receive the email from our end as well. Not even for a moment.
So what are we discussing tomorrow?
She will call you. She will discuss all the information that the finance provides you, and then we will take things forward from there. Meanwhile, I'll also inform you that according to your initial agreement.
So what is there?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I guess my question would be, I'm not really sure there's much to discuss,
mm-hmm.
because If you guys are unable to produce what you discuss, you know, produce what you said you would be able to,
mm-hmm.
then there's really nothing to discuss other than a full refund.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is exactly what we need to go ahead and discuss with the finance department. So that is the reason why I'm asking for you for a day's time, so that I can give you an email. I don't want to send out an email to you right now that I do not fulfill. I do not want to go back on my words. If I have told you that we'll wait for 10 to 15 business days.
So why don't you, let's do this then. Uh-huh. Send me an email on exactly what you're telling me now, that you've got to talk to whomever you've got to talk to. Can you send me that email?
Sure. If you want the discussion that we had right now, I can share it with you right now while you're on call.
Sure. You can send me that email. That would be fine. And I look forward to a follow-up there.
Okay, just give me a moment. I'll put you in a short hold.
Yep, not a problem.
Okay.
Call 910-251.
Call him.
Who? They called on him. I said that. Call 910-251-2667. That's Ms. Bradshaw. That's what she just called. Tell him on the conference call. Yes, Ms. Bradshaw, please. This is Wendell from Daniel Stewart. I just received a phone call just then about the guy that kind of got picked up. Yes.
Hello?
All
right, so I have mentioned the email that as per our discussion on call, we will have a meeting with the finance department and discuss your case regarding the complete refund. Once we receive the feedback, we will call you tomorrow and update you about everything. If you have any questions, feel free to
ask. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Okay. As per our discussion on call, we will have a meeting with the finance department and discuss your case regarding the complete refund. Once we receive their feedback, we will call you tomorrow and update you about everything. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Is this email okay?
So were you able to send me – you've already sent the email?
No, I have not. I'm just asking you, is this email okay? Should I go ahead and send it to you?
That's fine. You can put your contact information in there.
Yes, my direct line. I am mentioning that as well. Give me a moment. Okay. My direct line is also mentioned over there. So if you have any questions tomorrow prior to our call, you can always contact me on my direct line.
Okay. And what is your position again?
I'm head of compliance.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. I have not received the email as of yet. Have you already sent it?
Yes. I have sent it to you on the portal. Can you check?
Just one second.
Sure. Hello, are you still there?
I am.
All right. Did you receive the email? Hello? Have you received the email?
Portal.
Mm-hmm.
You send it to the portal or did you send it?
Yes, the portal. Where you communicate with Natalie, that's exactly where I have shared my email. Below your message that says, "Hi Natalie, any updates?" Below that, you'll see a message from my and Eliza Coleman. I hope this email finds you well. The message is there.
Sorry, say that
again. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Sorry,
I'm unable to hear you. The line is breaking up. Can you hear me?